Hello folks, Sean Ahmed here. Hope you're doing well. Here's my second podcast, and I really appreciate the way you gave suggestions on my first podcast and took out your time to listen to it. It was really an honor, and I hope you would be doing the same in the future. Well, first podcast was quite random. But this time we'll, you know, give a sequence to all the things that will happen. So, firstly, I will talk about some must-watch films. Well, many films that I haven't watched so far, but I would love to. Like Inception. Looks awesome. Was received well by critics and was a hit commercially. And you know, everything looks so much, how do I put this, wonderful for this whole movie. And like before, the director Nolan, Christopher Nolan, has directed gems, you know. The last one, Dark Knight, awesome movie, no words to describe it. Everything was just so perfect in it, no words. The second movie that I would love to watch is Toy Story 3. I honestly love the first and second Toy Story. They were awesome films. No words to describe them. And really loved everything. I mean, Pixar has got a kind of a magic that it adds to its films. Take any film out of their whole bouquet of movies, and you'll find that it is so different than the other movies out there, and it is so well polished in everything, so unique characters, no stereotypes at all, and giving a new character, new dimension every time a movie comes out. So really looking forward to it. Also, on my must-watch list are Other Guys. Looks a good movie, a very funny movie as well, as one of the most awesome persons I like in Hollywood. Yes, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And apart from that, another movie, Machete, directed by Robert Rodriguez, looks like a very good movie, a very brutal movie at times. But you have to agree, he's a great director, gave you lots of good films, and it looks like a really good deal to me. So let us talk about sports now. Well, Pakistan won third ODI against England yesterday, and what a win it was. Really, really awesome stuff for Pakistan. Turned the match at the most critical moment. And Umar Gul just demolished English batsman, and no words to describe his spell. Awesome spell and really betting stuff, and you know. But what else? Right after the match ended, there were reports that third ODI was clouded somewhat by spot fixing. And ICC reported that it is investigating on an issue that is based on the betting pattern. My dear friends at ICC, you must understand that it is impossible to predict a betting pattern. It depends on the opposition you are facing, the quality of their bowling attack, the quality of the fielders, the fielding plan that a captain sets out changes, and you just cannot judge a person or a player in that matter, that how good he's gonna play, how many maiden overs, you know, like that. It is very, very difficult to predict. But you know, with Pakistan, there's a pattern that they play with. It's not that new. It has been going on for ages now. It's like whenever they lose early wickets, they build on a partnership. They build upon a platform for the rest of the batsmen to go berserk, to score runs, and that's what they do. like they lost early wickets, and then Asad Shafiq and Prabhadaran came in. They built an innings, a partnership rather, and it was good and set a platform. And then there were very entertaining shots by Afridi, Razak, and gave a boost up to the total, and it went on to become a match winning total. So this has been going on for Pakistan for many decades now, nothing new. So it is not that difficult to judge, you know, such pattern. But I guess I don't know why ICC is issuing such statements that just after a win, Pakistan registered a win against England after so many losses and turned out like that. But it's not good for the game. I don't know what's up with ICC. They're not doing their job perfectly, in my humble opinion. You may disagree to that, but I guess such things should be taken care of. It is better not to present such things in front of the media. Well, today's song is Ain't No Sunshine, and it's an old song and has been covered by many artists like Bill Withers, Lighthouse Family, Michael Jackson as well. It was also featured in Notting Hill, the movie that starred Julia Roberts and Hugh Grant. A very good movie as well, and a very beautiful song. So here we go. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not fall when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Yeah, yeah. And I know. And I do love the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness everywhere. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Well, hope you like the song, and now dedication time, or rather mentioning time, that's the word I would prefer here. Now, there are two very good Twitter friends of mine, and they are Swayasara and Shezu. Very good friends, and I hope you like the mentioning. Now, if you would like to contact me, I'm on Twitter as well. www.twitter.com/Zeeshan_Ahmed. That is ZEESHAN_AHMED. Zeeshan_Ahmed. And if you want to visit my blog, that is www.imzeeshan.blogspot.com. That is imzeeshan.blogspot.com. I guess this is it for this podcast, and I would love to see your comments yet again, and I would love if you take out your time and write your comments on the website as well. This is it. Have a good time ahead, good day to all, and good luck in whatever you are trying to achieve. May God bless you. Cheers.